Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings, starting out with Jethro Tull from 1988 in Gieben, Germany, and the song is called Farm on the Freeway.
By the father for the son, good shelter down there on the valley floor. And now my where the sweet spring run. Now be my chemical conversation. And that's not what I'm chasing. Was a rich man before yesterday. All I've got is a check and a pickup truck and a lamb, a farm on the freeway. A busy building airport is on the south side. Still a country factory on the hills. And a big road pushing through a long valley floor. Hot machine born six ladies of the very least. Now, they say they came in compensation. That's not what I'm chasing. What a rich man before is. All I've left is a broken down pickup truck. Looks like my farm is a
$1 million and a pickup truck. With a hammer,
I am the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack.
Please, no overtime. I'm not sure where they got their name, but I know that in the past year, they sold enough records and made enough money to buy Buffalo and half of Springfield. Now, right now, they're going to sing and play one of their big hits, The Buffalo Springfield.
That was Buffalo Springfield from 2002, For What It's Worth. Now we're going to hear Magic Slim and the Teardrops from 2012 at Cockneyville, Maryland, doing an intro jam. Correction, Cockeysville, Maryland.
Yeah. all people. Somebody say yeah.
Yeah.
We play all over the world, and we like to compare our audience, our blues lovers. Now we played in Germany, we played in Denmark, Sweden, Spain, Paris, and all of them people, they sang the blues. Do y'all sing the blues out here? I said, do you sing the blues? Now they sang real good over there, and they made us feel good. And I know y'all gonna make me feel good, but damn it, what I want you to do is make me proud as Americans. Somebody somewhere is not going to see their loved ones again. All I'm saying is tomorrow is promised to no one. We are here today. Let's live like this to no tomorrow. Somebody say yeah.
I'm gonna make you mine.
That was Heart, How Can I Refuse, from 1987 at the Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York. Now we're going to listen to Johnny Winter and Uncle John Turner from 1981, Just a Little Bit.
Did you know that Indians can be in two places at once? That they can change into animals? That they invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this. This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is
Seems they recorded one of those old-time medicine shows.
News. The war is over! The war has been defeated by the gentlemanly agriculture and
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War. This is Daddy.
No true Mississippi cowherd would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to
think
some
Think of the balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
Okay. Now we gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
That war criminal!
This is more of the point. Oh, this is good.
Why, oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawry Quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful!
I'm so glad that you're back, Tom!
It's good to have
you. See, there are many, many things that you don't know.
That's right,
everything you know is wrong.
I forgot! You're a free man now.
Oh, this is the best part of the play.
No, I ain't, General. I'm expensive.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving in your car, minding your own business. You turn on your car radio, and the announcer says, "How many times has this happened to you?" You're listening to your car radio, and someone pulls up to you next to this car, minding his own business, and say to yourself, "How many times has this happened to me?" Well, never again when you order this one-time special offer, something so special we can't even say what it is in this ad, and price so low we can't mention it in this commercial. The special offer is available for this one-time special time, so hurry. Order now, and we'll send you extra absolutely surprise. Absolutely do it today.
Send to special offer. Care of this station. Okay.
Thank you.
That was Jimi Hendrix with Larry Young on keyboards from 1969 Record Plant Sessions in New York City, and the song was My Brother's Dead. Now we're going to listen to Mike Bloomfield and Al Kooper from 1974 at the Bottom Line in New York City. Let them talk.
Talk, don't bother me. I want the whole wide world to know, baby, 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 that I love you so. Let them whisper. What? What's between you and I? I'm gonna keep on loving you, baby, until the day, baby, that I die. Trying to break up our romance, but they don't stand, they just don't have a chance. And it comes from the devil's workshop. But I know the true love will make it stop. Thank you. gossip, and it comes from the devil's workshop. But I know the true love will make it stop. For I want the whole wide world to know, baby, baby, yes, that I love you so.
Listening to Mike Bloomfield and his band with special guests Al Kooper and Barry Goldberg in concert on From the Bottom Line. This is WNYU FM in New York.
That was Aerosmith with Jimmy Page doing a cover of a Doors tune, Love Me Two Times, and the lyrics were written by Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger, and that was recorded 1990 in Kansas City, Missouri. Here's Government Mule, When the Levee Breaks, recorded at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, and this is a song from 1929 by Kansas City Joe and Memphis Minnie, and it is about the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927.
If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If the levee breaks, you have nowhere to stay. Me no levee, talking weeping moan. Me no levee, talking weeping moan. Ain't to nothing. Drive a man from his home. If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. If the levee breaks, you have nowhere to stay. Me no Katrina, Tommy the weeping moan. Me no Katrina, Tommy the weeping moan. Ain't nothing. Drive a monkey man from his home.
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with Pat Travers, Statesboro Blues, from 1980 at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, California. Statesboro Blues was written in 1928 by Blind Willie McTell, and is a song about his hometown of Statesboro, Georgia.
Thank you. night. We will see you again.
Thanks for listening.